Essentially, Google Glass is a pair of glasses that you can wear with a camera and an integrated lens that lets you see as if you had a computer screen in front of your eye, lets you see the web, pictures, or in fact what the camera's showing.
That must, it sounds like a bit of a distraction, to be honest.
Yeah, I think you need to see some of the example videos that are available to really get a feel for it, but it's kind of akin to a head-up display in a car.
Right, okay. What's the purpose of it then? Is it purely for so the user can, I don't know, look something up on Google while they're walking down the street or something?
It's wearable technology, so certainly one element is the ability to using your voice control, which is something that's been improved in Android phones over recent years, search for anything that you happen to be looking for. So whether that's a location or a price comparison if you're in a shop, anything along those lines.
Do you think it'll take off? Do you think people are ready for that sort of technology?
It's a good question, James. Unlikely at the moment, given its initial cost is around £1,500. But obviously, like most technology, the prices will drop in the coming years, and it may become something that you see quite commonly in the street.
Presumably, it works by, is it 3G? Is it Wi-Fi? How does it connect to the internet itself?
Yes, it has integrated cellular, so yes, 3G, allowing you to search subject to you being in coverage, perform your live searches and take images and share those online
Yeah.
as well.
So just when you need it most, just when you need Google Maps the most, you're going to be out of signal somewhere.
Yes, I wouldn't recommend it in a rural part of Suffolk.
Google are making quite a song and dance about this, Rob. Are they expecting us within, say, 5 years to all be wearing the Google Glass?
It's very early days at the moment, and as I mentioned before, it's very expensive at the moment. Within 5 years, yeah, I think they're expecting a lot of people to be using it within 5 years. The first Android handset only came out just over 5 years ago, so you look how many and how many people have those now. This is a different type of technology, and obviously it will be early adopters that pick it up first and people with deep pockets, but you'll find more and more uses are found for this type of product.
All right. Now, you mentioned that it was in the region of, what, £1,500, plus you would have sort of data charges, one assumes, on top of that. That's going to have to come down significantly, isn't it, before it's mass market?
Yes, it is, yeah. I don't know what price point you would consider owning one of these yourself, but it would have to be around about the same price as a high-end phone.
So how much would you pay for Google Glass?
Well, the service is very interesting, but as I said, until you can really imagine making use of it in your life, it's hard to say. Around £400 or £500 with a contract. I mean, it is a phone as well, so you could use it for that. Would be something I would consider.
Rob Gordon, who handles IT to the East Anglian Daily Times and the Ipswich Star. Rob, appreciate your time. We must speak again.
Thanks, James. That'd be great. Looking forward to it.